Ravens. And we also heard from the linebackers yesterday, including UCF linebacker Shaq Griffin, who had his hand amputated at the age of 4 because of a birth defect and still put up 20 bench press reps yesterday. Truly an amazing story. We heard from him as well as some other guys at the linebacker position. Here they are.
I mean, but when I first got the training, I remember I did like 11 reps. And usually when you go to guys that, you know, who can actually bench a lot and, you know, they go to training, they might add like 3 or 4 reps to their actual max. I mean, I think I added more than 3 or 4 reps to my actual max. And, you know, just being able to do that, I mean, it was amazing. And hearing the crowd and had the juices flowing, I mean, I felt it. I should have had them slap my back before I went. But I probably, no, I don't need all that. But that was, it felt good to do that many reps. I didn't know I had it in me, but it came out today. That was my, I got to that my freshman year of UCF. I remember we went to go, you know, get it fitted for me. And I remember after I started lifting weights, I remember I was just, I can barely bench the bar. I mean, I'm shaking all over the place. I mean, the bar falling, I'm like, man, I can't lift 45 pounds. But it just goes to show how much work I put in to get to this point. So I'm shaking the bar. I remember I did my first pull-up. My mom seen me do my first pull-up my freshman year. She's an emotional person, so she started crying a little bit. I'm happy, but she cried and walked out. I was like, you know, you got to let her be sometimes. She does that. But, I mean, it's amazing to see how far I came from not being able to bench the bar to throwing up 20 reps on 225 and be able to compete with the best here.
I feel like I can have a tremendous impact on the defense just with my playmaking ability, my leadership qualities, and everything that I possess as just a football player on and off the field. I feel like that'll definitely elevate any defense. Great teams that have great defensive players, they're more so at the linebacker position. Linebacker is huge. You know, you take control of the defense, you know, pretty much most of the time are the leaders of the defense, and you pretty much have to make a lot of plays and all of the checks for defense. And I think that definitely very good linebackers can definitely elevate defenses.
So I eventually made the big move my junior year in the spring. And ever since then, man, I've been, you know, playing inside linebacker. But Coach Saban, he put a lot of time in me just kind of, you know, getting some extra film work in. As a matter of fact, I was getting film in probably after each practice just to kind of speed up the learning curve so I could, you know, play it in fall. And once I started doing that, I just kept doing the same thing headed into my senior year.
You know, the NFL now, you know, it's a different game. So a lot of teams are looking at guys that can play different positions. So, you know, I let them, you know, decide that thing. I just try to perform the best way I can, you know, put on film the best me. So, you know, whichever way they see me playing, I'm comfortable with that. I would adjust to it. I feel like I'm just a playmaker. You know, whatever they want to put me at, I feel like I can make plays. So, you know, it'll be up to them. And then, you know, hopefully I can help the team out. Hopefully I can be an impact to the team.
Thankfully, I went to school. Georgia, our defense prepared me for everything. I can do a 3-4 outside linebacker, a 4-3 defensive end. I just want to get after a passer. I want to be a pass rusher, get back to my roots, go get some sacks.
Tim, we heard from Matt Patricia about how he wants to build from the ball out and how they really like Jared Davis. What do you think that means for how they approach linebacker position in this draft?
You know, I'd put Jalen Reese-Maben in that mix, too. I think they like him as well. You know, we'll see what happens with Tahir Whitehead in free agency. But it's a position of need, you know, especially if you're going to do some of those 3-4 concepts. You're going to, you know, base everything starting point at the linebacker position. Jared Davis is a pretty good place to start. I think he's going to be really good, and that experience he got as a rookie was terrific for him. But you need some other guys there, too, and so you need to build some depth at linebacker. And so, you know, I think certainly at 20 we'll see with a guy like, you know, Tremaine Edwards, if he's there, or Rashawn Evans, or, you know, Lorenzo Carter from Georgia. Some of those guys could fit at number 20, but I think certainly in day 2 and certainly in day 3 you'll see them start to build some linebacker depth as well. Patricia really values the position coming from the Patriots organization.
Exactly, and that's where he coached at the position level. He coached the linebacker position for a good bit of time. So I think he probably knows what he's looking for in terms of linebackers. And if you look at free agency as well, a couple of the Lions' reserve linebackers are hitting free agency, Nick Ballore and Paul Werlow as well. So you've got to look at what you're building in terms of depth and not just starters.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's certainly – and, you know, when Matt Patricia stepped into the defensive side of the football over in New England 2006 to 2010, was coaching linebackers, like you said. Look, he had guys like Vrabel and Bruschi and Junior Seau. You know, those were defenses that, you know, they were built around that linebacker position in New England. He knows the value of that spot. And, you know, he was pretty glowingly talked about, you know, Jared Davis. I like him. Bob Quinn likes him. I think everybody should like the fact that how much he played as a rookie, just the experience that he got and where he's trending. But again, it's not just one guy at that linebacker position. You've got to have three, four, sometimes even five guys that can manage that position depending on, you know, what kind of scheme you're running and some of the sub packages.
Sure, and it may be relevant to the Lions. It may not, but I think some team is going to end up drafting Shaq Griffin, and that's going to be a fun story to watch.
My favorite player in this draft. Maybe not just for, you know, his ability, athletic ability, but just his story.
Yeah.
And, you know, he always walks to the podium with a smile. He's a terrific interview. You know, he did 20 on the bench press yesterday.
Amazing.
With the prosthetic piece that goes along his left hand. And he's just a terrific, terrific story. And, I talked to him at the Senior Bowl. I did a story there on him. And he just talked about being a role model for guys that, you know, maybe have disabilities. And he said it's only a disability if you let it be a disability. So he's a terrific story for young kids who may have been told they can't do something. Well, Shaq Griffin here is proving that you can do anything you set your mind to.